Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
Did you know there's a lot of competition in selling beef around the globe? Your checkoff helps make sure that the U.S. is in the running to capture a substantial share of this international business. Foreign marketing efforts focus on the three Ds: develop, displace, and defend. Develop new markets, displace competition, and defend by holding market share. Find out more about how your checkoff dollars are invested to strengthen market access at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council.
Providing a safe work environment is important to Colorado pork producers. Our farmers have reputable national training and certification programs such as Pork Quality Assurance Plus and Transportation Quality Assurance, designed to bring the latest knowledge to our farms. For more information, contact Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org.
U.S. Trade Representative Chief Agriculture Negotiator Greg Dowd calls European Union protectionistic measures non-science-based and backward-looking. Those comments signal a fight ahead between the European Union and the United States before the two nations discuss a trade agreement, according to Bloomberg. The U.S. is seeking a trade negotiation with the EU that includes agriculture, but the EU is not receptive to the idea. Agriculture policies differ greatly between the European Union and the United States, something Dowd says is shocking regarding the direction the European Union is heading when it comes to the use of science and technology in agriculture. Farm production in the region is also subsidized, and measures include controls on approvals of genetically modified products, which keep some American goods from going into the market. And European Union Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström has insisted that agriculture would not be included in those trade talks with the United States. The Trump administration, however, is seeking comprehensive access for U.S. farm goods in any trade agreement with the European Union. In other national ag news, last week's bomb cyclone continues to inundate parts of the Midwest with floodwaters yet this week. Following the storm that hit Nebraska the hardest, those floodwaters made their way downstream over the weekend and include Iowa, Kansas, and now Missouri. Multiple levees have been topped or breached, which has swamped farmland and small towns along the Missouri River. Some areas even broke record levels, including those set in the historic floods of 2011 and 1993. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have reduced water releases from the Gavins Point Dam over the weekend, but much of the current problem stems from the saturated Platte River in Nebraska. Still, releases from Gavins Point have been above average since last June, stemming from a wet spring and fall last year. Nearly the entire lower Missouri River, along with the Mississippi River, are included in flood warnings. Producers in those states are urged to contact their local Farm Service Agency to find information on assistance programs. In addition to that, the Nebraska Farm Bureau has set up a relief fund and exchange, too. Details can be found online at www.nefb.org.